Welcome back to Hoofbeats with Lori. Well, for our listeners, we have something very, very special today. We have, it's kind of hard to say, it's goat yoga. Yes, goats.
Ashley, no goats.
No goats, Ashley, no goats. But apparently, you can do yoga with your goats. Can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Jessie Driscoll, and I'm here with Have You Heard? And I am the goat yoga teacher.
You are the sensei. I love this. So tell us a little bit about why would we do yoga with goats?
It's kind of like animal therapy.
Okay.
We tell a lot of people it's less focused on the pose, what it looks like, more what it feels like. And you really just get to laugh a lot. It's more laughter yoga than yoga. So we always say we do a lot more goat than we do yoga.
I love that.
And what do the goats do during yoga? Do they do like downward dog and stuff like that?
Lotus position?
No.
No lotus for
no
the goats?
No lotus.
Okay.
They do like to jump on people. We have a couple that just love to jump. As soon as anybody is on the ground seated position or on your hands and knees in like a tabletop position, they're on your backs, like ready to jump.
With their little hooves.
Yep. Some of our goats at Have You Heard are around 40 pounds.
Okay.
And people are like, oh my God. But once they're on your back, they kind of evenly distribute their weight. It's almost like a massage.
It's goat massage and yoga.
Goat massage yoga.
Yeah.
Now, is it extra for the massage?
No.
No, that's included with the goat yoga.
It's included.
Included,
yes.
With it. Now, do they have pants, like yoga pants?
No pants. We did dress them up at Halloween, though.
Oh, okay. So it can be naked goat yoga, but not for the people.
Participants.
Okay. People have to wear clothes.
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
No clothes for the goats. People wear clothes.
And
no downward dog for the goats.
No, but they can.
But they jump on your back.
They'll jump from, like, you can have somebody in downward dog, and they'll jump from the ground up to that, like, the peak part where your, like, hip bones are in, like, one hop. It kind of can catch people off guard, but...
Now, do the people jump on the goats?
No.
No, we don't allow that.
No. We do, on Friday nights, we started doing kids yoga.
Uh-huh.
So it was open to families and kids on Friday nights at the farm. And we would have, once in a while, like, this little boy was just having, like, the best time ever, like, belly laughing the whole time. And he was chasing around one of the goats and wanted to ride it. But we were like, no, you can't ride the goat.
Riding the goat. So it's kind of like therapeutic for everybody.
It is. I like to think so.
Now, I heard we have fainting goats here, too.
We do.
Yes. And you use little fainting goats.
Now, what happens in the middle of a session if the goat faints?
Well, I'm not as familiar with these two here, but our one fainting goat at the farm, Ralphie, he tends to just lock up and then will like fall over onto his side, and then it just takes a few seconds and he comes right back. But his legs kind of straighten out and they just kind of
falls over.
That's awesome. So basically, this is a wonderful therapy. It's just like what we do with equine assisted therapy. This is another type of a therapy to let people relax and find their own zen, basically.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
It's laughter.
It's laughter yoga. It's laughter medicine.
Now, I have to ask you a question, and if you start listening to our show, you'll know where this comes from. Is there pie?
No, there's not pie. What do the goats like to eat?
Goats eat everything.
Everything.
They don't, though.
Oh, tell us.
No. So people always think, like, we'll pick grass from the field and stuff like that for the goats, but they don't really care for that as much. They're more into, their feed.
Okay.
And some feed they like more than other feed, corn. If you have a Christmas tree, last year we did do some sessions over the holiday season, and at the end of the year, my boss put her Christmas tree into the pen, and the goats cleaned it. Like,
awesome.
All that was left was, like, the bark, and they took all of, or not even the bark, just the wood, the trunk of the tree. They ate the needles. They ate all the bark off. They won't eat tin cans, but they will try to chew on pretty much anything.
So don't wear expensive yoga clothes to goat yoga.
No, we always, because there's a chance you might like sit in some poop or pee, because they're wild animals. We can't train them to not go where they want to.
But do they like pie?
I don't know.
Probably would, Victor.
Pumpkin pie.
They
need a pumpkin, maybe.
Yeah. I think that would be pretty good. So how long have you been with Have You Heard? And that's, where are you guys based at?
Roberts, Wisconsin. It's about 15 minutes over the river, like just outside of Hudson, Wisconsin.
Okay. And if anybody wanted to get a hold of you to sign up for goat yoga, how would they do that?
You can visit haveyouheard.biz, call 612-816-0722. We are closed right now for the season, but we will open up again once it's a little bit warmer. And you can get gift cards. We do private events. We travel. We went up to St. Cloud State this year and did about six sessions up there.
So if we wanted to do a private event at Richlando Farms, which is about 3 hours from where you're standing here west, you guys would come and do that and bring the goats?
Yeah.
How many goats?
We usually travel with about 15 to 20 of them.
Oh, my.
It just
depends.
That's
a lot of goats.
Oh, Ashley, that's a lot of goats, Ashley.
That's a lot of goats.
That's a lot of goats.
Now, do I have to clean the goat pen, or do you guys do that before you go?
Depends on where it is. We prefer to be on a grassy surface.
Okay.
It's just nicest for yoga and nicest for the goats, but we do
goat yoga.
It in an enclosed facility at Have You Heard, and there's usually straw, I think it is, or hay. There is a difference, I learned.
Yes.
I'm not as familiar with the goats. I always joke that I teach more yoga and my boss is more the goat lady, but either way, we're both the crazy goat yoga ladies.
So you're the yoga lady, she's the goat lady.
Yes. But yeah, really, we travel all over.
Fantastic.
So we bring mats usually and...
Laurie, did you have any more questions for our yoga master?
No, I think we've covered all the goat questions, but I think that's awesome that we can also, same type thing, relax, de-stress,
enjoy, have fun, and play with goats.
And play with goats.
And we always end all of our goat yoga sessions by saying, Namaste.
I love it.
You know, Laurie, that was a really fun interview about goat yoga.
I never thought I'd be concerned or listening and learning about how to have yoga time with your goat.
With goats? Are we going to add that to the farm?
No. I'm sure Ashley would like to, but the good thing
about... We don't have to have our own goats.
Just have portable goats?
Yeah, we have portable goats. I mean, the...
Because I know they're doing good. You know, they clear brush, too.
Yeah, well, so. I know that Have You Heard Goat Yoga...
They'll bring the goats. Yeah, so that is an actual thing.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. I think we should do a couple seminars on goat yoga.
Actually, it's kind of interesting because you are dealing with the animals, you are dealing with yourself, and I guess it's some sort of unique therapy.
Well, the neatest thing I liked about it is when you actually sat down and got into the interview, it wasn't so much about the yoga as it was about laughing and having fun.
It's about giving yourself a break and be happy.
And it's something totally different to get you away from the stress of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just want to see one of those fainting goats fall over.
Oh, my goodness. So you just want to go boo and watch the...
And watch them poof and hit the ground.
Oh, poor guy.
Well, that doesn't hurt them.
No, I know. They just naturally...
Fall
faint.
Over.
Yeah.
It's sort of like you. I see you slipped on the snow again
ice
the other day.
Ice. Oh.
So you would be a fainting goat.
Oh, I'm
or
fainting.
A slipping goat.
I'm a slipping goat because I slip on the ice. I'm horrible with ice.
Oh, yeah. So I think goat yoga would be a blast.
It's unique.
And I really want to get them yoga pants.
Oh, please don't put them in pants.
Goats in pants.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, Ashley will want that and Danae could design it because she's really good with that.
Goats in pants carrying yogurt.
Oh, you got to stop. You just have to stop.
Yoga sounds so... It's just... I'm remembering penguins and the great frozen yogurts.
You just need to stop.
We need to do goat yoga. I think it would be a blast.
I'm sure it'd be fun. We'd be laughing all day.
But on that note, Ashley, I know you're listening because you listen every week. No goats at the farm.
You're really encouraging her. You know that.
Well, it'd have to be a really cute goat.
Uh-oh. Door's open. Door's open. Door is open.
Maybe a hairless goat.
No, they don't do that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't want to see a goat with... No.
No sphinx goats.
No, that's not right.
All right. Well, you know, Laurie, this has been a fun interview. And with that, we're going to take another short break, come back, and wrap up the show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Solutions Counseling Service offers holistic, personal, and innovative counseling. Solutions Counseling is here to help you face challenging situations or to move in a new direction in your life. Solutions offers animal-assisted therapy, which is proven to be a successful approach with youth. Call Solutions Counseling today at 643-9330, located in the heart of Breckenridge at 415 and a half Nebraska Avenue.
Hey, fellow horse people. Brassy Bit Tack knows that when shopping for tack, it's important to get something that is just right. That's why locally owned Brassy Bit Tack offers a wide selection of high-quality used tack at affordable prices and are devoted to helping you find the perfect piece for both you and your magnificent steed. Check them out online at brassybit.com and follow them on Facebook. Brassy Bit also buys and consigns your used saddles, make an appointment to visit them in Fargo. More details at brassybit.com.